sat in my Sydney hotel room. It's 30-something minutes past midnight, and I'm smiling to myself whilst feeling a little bit sore in the armpit and the arm department. Short story, which I could possibly share. Just been having the most amazing flashbacks to a time before I travelled for work, like I am now, to a time when I travelled for life, I suppose. It was all I really did. And I've just said cheerio to a friend of mine I managed to catch up with for a couple of hours tonight. A friend who I first met in the early 90s. And just kind of bumped into each other in Turkey, and then I bumped into him on a street in Prague, and then I bumped into him, and literally we're both travelling around the world in our own way, and we just kept bumping into each other. Then I think I sent a telegram, and I didn't know until I found out tonight. I sent a telegram from Thailand saying I'm in Thailand, and he said to his dad, if I get a telegram from Christian from Thailand, I will go to Thailand. And on that day, he gets that telegram and he travels to Thailand. The weird thing is, though, there was a day that I was in Bangkok, having travelled a month around the north, and as I walked down the street, there he was, walking up the street with a telegram in his hand, and once again we bumped into each other. Since then, we met in Australia, and then in Sri Lanka, and now we've arranged to meet here, as he's works on the trains, doing some kind of crazy ass 12-hour trips, and he just so happened to be in Sydney for a few hours, so he came down and met me at my hotel, and we've shared a couple of beers and a couple of whiskies, and it's amazing how much he remembers that I don't. It makes me worry about my mind, my memory, and there's definitely some things that I remember that he doesn't. About all the many adventures we had in the countless places that we travelled, and it's glorious. And I haven't seen him for 7 years. Sri Lanka was the last time we met. Must be 7 years, and he doesn't look any different, and that's really nice. It's really good to know that a tenth of a human lifespan can pass and you don't feel like the person has changed at all. I don't know if we've got wiser, smarter, certainly got older, but we seem to be keeping it together. And the reason why I'm a little bit sore is because he was desperate to find out my room number as he left the room, because he obviously didn't remember it as he came in, so that he can... I know how his mind works. He's going to go down to the desk on the way out and arrange for a 5 a.m. wake-up call. That's the only reason why he wanted to know my room number. So I had my hand very firmly clasped over it whilst trying to take a photo of him, and he poked and kicked and prodded and fought. Eventually, due to me being more interested in taking a photo of him, he got the numbers. So I'm going to wait until he's left the building, and then I'm going to call the desk and cancel all wake-up calls for this room, because I am really tired. But I'm very much looking forward to a proper catch-up with him next Monday, hopefully. And I'm gonna set up an audio recorder and just record our conversation. Not necessarily for the interwebs. It might be that I find some extracts that I can share. But I'm thinking that of all the people I kind of hang out with, or you know, virtually via email as well as away from keyboard, I think he might well be one of my oldest friends. And it's great just to share physical space. There is nothing like it, is there? And I'm going to go to bed and who knows, maybe dream of some of the many countries, adventures and experiences that we shared. Some things that he told me tonight that really, really made my skin crawl. However, did we live to be as old as we are now? Yeah, I really should write up some journals, which I have locked away. Looking out now, I've got the curtains open and I'm surrounded by skyscrapers, some with floors lit, most with not. Not many people walking in the street anymore. I can see a couple of cars and two taxis and one guy in shorts and a t-shirt stumbling along, obviously after having a great night out. I too have had a great night out and in, wherever you are. Enjoy.